The reading this morning is taken from the Psalm of David, number 139, verses 1 to 18. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light as you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Brilliant, thank you. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, you are indeed our Heavenly Father. As we think about your love for us, will you bless each one of us? Will you give us some nugget of truth that we can take home with us? Thank you that you are our loving God, and that we are precious to you. Amen. Well, Sylvia's already said about the origins of Mothering Sunday. So today, and where I put my clicker, I'm going to forget to do this, but I have remembered now. Today, we are... Is it going to work? Come on. There we go. Today, we are in our home church here at CSK. There we go. That's the first word from the word Mothering Sunday. We're in our home church here this morning at CSK. And we're going to discover together just how special we are to God. So that's the second word that we get from Mothering Sunday. We get the word God. And each one of us here today, we're either a son or a daughter of our Father in heaven. And you know what? He says, I love and I care for you. You are mine. That's our next word for Mothering Sunday. You are mine. He says here, fear not, for I've redeemed you. I've called you by name. You are mine. And you know, we are so well known by him. We are so precious to him. If you have a look in the reading we've just had, it says, you've searched me and you know me. Do you know, his knowledge of us is so great that even the hairs on our head are numbered. And that's another word that you can get from Mothering Sunday, but I haven't put that one up there. So, gift bags. We've got some gift bags here. Maybe a lady here maybe got a gift bag this morning with some yummy things in it. If you didn't get a gift bag this morning, we have got lots of gift bags to give out for every lady here this morning at the end of our service. I've got 6 gift bags. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And I will need help unpacking them. In a sense, these gift bags are gifts from God to us. And who's got number one? Who's my first helper? Wonderful. As she comes up, come on up, darling. Thank you. As you come up, I am looking for a three-letter word from the phrase Mothering Sunday that these medical facts might apply to. So if you have got the word in your head already, just hold on to it. But what can lower heart disease or risk of heart disease, fight infections, reduce stress, fight fatigue, boost your immune system, and ease depression? It's a three-letter word. And would you like to come over here and stand behind that bag? And in there, you'll find a green card. Can you take it out? And what does that say?
Hug.
Can you show everybody? It's the word hug. Did you know that hugging someone had such a wonderful healing property? It is the word hug. It can do all of those things. There we are, the word hug. Does God hug us? Yes, in a spiritual sense, I think he really, really does. The prodigal son is a very good example of that. Let me read what it says about the father as he goes out to meet his son returning. While he was still a long way off, that's the son, the father saw him and ran and embraced him and kissed him. What a wonderful image that is of our Father God, as he gives us a big hug. And it says in our reading, you hem me in behind and before. You lay your hand upon me. Your right hand will hold me fast. That's a picture of a loving touch that keeps us safe and secure. Isn't God wonderful? Now, in there, there's an envelope. So if you could just lay that card down a moment. You can pick that up. Can you take the envelope out? Yeah, oh, take out the card inside now. Thank you. And what does it say on the front?
Thinking of you.
Thinking of you. Can you open it up, please? And read the top words.
I love you from God.
I love you from God. You can be practicing that bit in a minute. I'm going to ask you to read that in a sec. Right. Here is a picture of our dog, Millie. Now, you can't tell there, but she's quite big. When she stands up on her hind feet, she's nearly as tall as me. When Peter hugs me in the living room, it doesn't matter if Millie is fast asleep. She will jump up and she'll come and she'll stand next to me and she'll push her nose in because she's trying to get in between Peter and I hugging each other. She's jealous of my husband. This is what it says in Romans. Can you read that bit for us? Let me just put the words up.
Nothing, absolutely nothing, can get between us and God's love because of the way that Jesus, our Master, has embraced us.
Yes, nothing can get between us and God's love. Not things above or below or in front or behind or the dog. Because he absolutely loves us completely. Thank you so much. Now, you can happy to stay there. Yes, happy. Can you pick up the word hug? And you can put those down and you can just hold up the word hug for us. Thank you very much. So, who's got number two? Come on down. That's right. Come on. Quick, quick, quick. Brilliant. Thank you. And you're going to do exactly the same thing in the bag. With the stars on, you will find a coloured card. Can you get out the green coloured card? Just the green one. What does that say?
Nurse.
Right, you know what a nurse does, don't you? What does a nurse do?
Helps people get better.
Helps people get better. Is it not working? Okay, a nurse helps us get better. There we go, there's the gift bag, and there we go. A nurse helps us get better. We could have said doctor, but you can't get the word doctor out of Mothering Sunday, okay? So nurse covers all things medical in this particular occasion. You know, when we look after another person, whether we're a parent or a partner or a teacher, we know how to nurse people who aren't feeling very well and help them get better. But we also know, don't we, that sometimes we do need to take them to somebody that's a little bit more qualified than just getting out the cow pole. Isn't cow pole disgusting, by the way? But anyway, God says in our reading that he created our inmost being and we are fearfully and wonderfully made. That means God is qualified to heal us because he created us. Now, inside you will also find an envelope. Can you take out the envelope and take out the card that's inside? Thank you. That's it. Take it out. Doesn't matter. Rip it. It's fine. That's absolutely fine. Take it out. Now, you've got to speak in a loud voice, even though this microphone. So what does it say on the front of the card?
Thinking of you.
And can you open it, please? And what does it say at the top?
I love you from God.
I love you from God. And now can you read the words underneath?
He heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds.
He heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. If you're hurting this morning, we've got a wonderful prayer team who'd like to pray with you before you go home. There's another card. You've got a double whammy. There's another card in there, the red one. And what does that say?
Nourish.
And what does nourish mean? It means you get given good things. What kind of good things can you think of?
Chocolate.
I knew she'd say chocolate. I was thinking more of cabbages. Brussels sprouts, green things, do you know what I mean? So there we go, nourish. Good stuff, apart from chocolate, to help you grow big and strong and healthy. Let's do a swapsie. Amazing, thank you. So how does God nourish us? Well, it says here, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Jesus is the vine, we are the branches. Do you like that? We are the branches. Lob the branch off, it's useless. We need to stay in Jesus because he is our nourishment. He is our nourishment. Can you hold both the green and the red card so that everyone can see it? Brilliant. Kerr, we have number three, please. Come on down. Your time is up. Thank you. Okay, so can you take out the pink card in the bag? Just the pink card. Thank you. What does it say?
Hears.
He hears us. Now, I'm a bit deaf. I'm a bit deaf. Let's move this on. There's the gift bag. He hears us. I'm a bit deaf, which causes a problem in my family, you ask Peter. But God is not deaf, okay? He is the God of the still, small voice. And in our reading, it says, before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely. Before a word is on our tongue, before we even speak it out, God knows us. And you've got a double whammy. Can you pick up the yellow card, please? And what does that say?
Tired.
Tired. Do you know what? Anybody that cares for another person, now how tiring it can be, especially if they're little and they don't sleep. But you know, God never, ever gets tired. You've got a card in there. Could you open the envelope for us, Claire, and take out and read what it says? Thank you. What does it say on the front?
Thinking of you.
I
love you from God.
And this is what it says in 1 John. Let me turn in the... There we go. Thank you.
We are bold and free in his presence, freely asked according to his will, sure that he is listening.
Sure that God is listening. He hears us. He hears us. So, are you okay with those two? Okay, we've got back number four. Come on up, come on up, come on up. That's yours. Thank you. Can you get out the orange card, please? And what does that say?
Sight.
Big loud voice.
Sight.
Well done, sight. Has anybody ever seen the film Home Alone? Oh, let's move it on. I knew this would happen. Sight. Anybody seen Home Alone? It's a, oh yeah. If for those that you were a little bit young for it, it's a time when a family went on holiday, leaving their child behind, who had an absolute whale of a time. Well, this really happened to us. We were going on holiday, and we packed the car, everybody been to the loo, and we're all in the car, and off we were going on holiday. Great excitement. Peter always said this as we were driving away. He said, "Are you there, Jonathan? Yes, Dad. Are you there, Michael? Yes, Dad. Are you there, Daniel? Yes, Dad. Are you there, Hannah? Hannah? Did none of you notice that your sister wasn't in the car? Daniel, you sit next to her. Had you not noticed that she wasn't sitting in the car seat?" So we went back home, opened the front door, and there's Hannah, 4 years old, standing behind the front door, gazing up, as if saying, "I don't know what to do now." Anyway, she was fine. She's not traumatized. She's a grown woman now, and she isn't afraid of getting in the car or being alone. But let's have a look. There's a card in there. Can you take out the envelope, please, and open it up? That's it. Well done. Thank you. Take out the card. What does it say?
"Thinking of you."
And can you open it up, please? And the top words say?
"I love you from God."
Brilliant. And now can you read those words underneath? Let me just move that on. There we go.
"See, I have
engraved
you on the palms of my hands. You are ever before me."
"See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. You are ever before me." In our reading it says, "You've searched me and you know me. Even darkness is as light to you. He saw me before I was born, and I'm always before him in his sight. We're never lost." And do you know, it's wonderful, if you think about it. God has engraved you on the palm of his hands. If you look at your hands, when you move your hands up, it's right before your eyes. It's not on your elbow or your knees or your back. It's before. We're always before him because he's engraved your name on the palm of his hands. I think that's wonderful. Number five is alive. Come on, number five. Let's move these down a little bit. Could you pick up a sight and hold it for me? Thank you. You've got the spotty bag. Do you ever watch Miss Blobby or whatever? Anyway, please pick up number five. You've got a blue card in there, please. And what's that?
Guides.
He guides us. Now, do you know everything? Oh, the hesitation! Do you know everything?
Do I, Emily?
No, she says you don't. No, neither do I. That was the right answer. You don't know everything. But you know what? God does know everything. Could you take out your envelope, please, and open it up for me? Thank you. And what does it say on the front?
"I love you."
No, on the front. Honestly, you're much better at it than he is. You know that? On the front.
"Thinking of you."
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And?
"I love you from God."
And now, if you'd like to read, please, let's move this on. Yep, he guides us. Can you read, please? This is from Psalm 139 that we had read for us.
"If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast."
We can't go. It doesn't matter where we go. If we know God and he loves us, he's guiding us. He's with us all the time. Thank you. If you could hold up guides for us. And now we have our last bag, number six. Who's got number six? Thank you. Come on, Itahern. That's lovely. Thank you so much. And if you could take out the green card for us. Thank you.
Singer?
Singer, let's move this on. Singer. As for Mothering Sunday, what a strange word to pick. When my kids were small, I used to sing over them. Now I know what you're thinking. You're probably thinking she probably sang over them deep, meaningful, spiritual songs that will build them up over the years. They will remember these songs and think, my mother. Jonathan's song was, if you were the only boy in the world. Okay. Daniel's what? Michael's was, when you're smiling, when you're smiling. Daniel's was, only you can make the. Yeah, got it. And Hannah's was, you are my sunshine, my only sunshine. I sang over them songs like that. Could you take out the envelope, please? Thank you. I'll see if you can do better than him. What's it say on the front?
Thinking of you.
Thinking of you. And inside?
I love you from God.
I love you from God. There we go. And this is what it says in Zephaniah.
The Lord your God is with you. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing.
Our heavenly Father sings over us with rejoicing. Listen, thank you so much. Let's have a look at all these lovely cards. Our words from the word Mothering Sunday. Thank you very much. Let's give them a round of applause. Inside your bag, you'll find something nice to eat. Please take it and share it. Thank you very much. That is wonderful. There we go. Just take your sweets.
Yeah,
thank you very much. And thank you so much for helping. That's fantastic. He rejoices us. Yeah, just leave them there. That's fine. Thank you so much. So to finish, our Father God loves each one of us. We are always before him. He always listens to us. And he rejoices over us with singing. Isn't that a wonderful Father that we have? Amen? Amen. Thank you, Sylvia.